ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We're continuing in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7, The Son of Drona Punish. And we're on text number 23. This is page 366. Make sure everyone's situated properly with book, comfortable, happy, absorbed. Okay. 366. Twam Adya Purusha Sakshad Twam Adya Purusha Sakshad Ishvaraha Prakriti Paraha Ishvara Prakriti Para Mayam Vyudasya Chitshaktya Mayam Vyudhasya Chitshaktya Kaivalye Stita Atmani Kaivalye Stita Atmani Twamadya Purusha Sakshad Ishvara Prakriti Paraha Mayam Vyudhasya Chitshaktya Kaivalye Stita Atmani Twamadya Purusha Sakshad Ishvara Prakriti Paraha Mayam Vyudhasya Chitshaktya Kaivalye Stita Atmani
Twamadya Purusha Sakshat Ishvara Prakriti Paraha
Ishvara Prakriti Paraha
Mayam Vyudhasya Chitshaktya
Mayam Vyudhasya Chitshaktya
Kaivalye Stita Atmani
Kaivalye Stita Atmani
Twamadya Purusha Sakshat Ishvara Prakriti Para Mayam Vyudhasya Chitshaktya Kaivalye Stita Atmani Twamadya Purusha Sakshat Ishvara Prakriti Para Mayam Vyudhasya Chitshaktya Kaivalye Stita Atmani Twamadya Purusha Sakshat Ishvara Prakriti Para Mayam Vyudhasya Chitshaktya Kaivalye Stita Atmani
Twam Adya Purusha Sakshat
Twam Adya Purusha Sakshat
Ishvara Prakriti Para
Ishvara Prakriti Para
Mayam Vidyusya Chitshaktya
Mayam Vyudhasya Chitshaktya
Kaivalye Stita Atmani
Kaivalye Stita Atmani
Twam Adya Purusha Sakshat
Ishvara Prakriti Paraha Mayam Vyudhasya Chitshaktya Kaivalye Stita Atmani Twamadya Purusha Sakshat Ishvara Prakriti Paraha
Mayam yudhasya chit shaktya. Kaivalya stita atmani. Tvamadya purusha sakshad. Ishvara prakrite para. Mayam yudhasya chit shaktya. Kaivalya stita atmani. Tvamadya.
You are the original.
Purushaha.
The enjoying personality.
Sakshat.
Directly.
Ishvaraha.
The controller.
Prakrite.
Of material nature.
Paraha.
Transcendental.
Mayam.
The material energy.
Vyudasya.
One who has thrown aside.
Chitchaktya,
by dint of internal potency.
Kaibalye,
in pure eternal knowledge and bliss.
Stitaha,
placed.
Atmani,
own self.
Translation,
you are the original personality of Godhead who expands himself all over the creations and is transcendental to material energy. You have cast away the effects of the material energy by dint of your spiritual potency. You are always situated in eternal bliss and transcendental knowledge. Please repeat. You are the original personality of Godhead.
You are the original personality of Godhead.
Who expands himself all over the creations.
Who expands himself all over the creations.
And is transcendental to material energy.
You have cast away the effects of the material energy.
By dint of your spiritual potency.
By dint of your spiritual potency.
You are always situated in eternal bliss.
You are always situated in eternal bliss.
And transcendental knowledge.
And transcendental knowledge.
Purport. Akurnapur, could you read the purport?
Purport. The Lord states in the Bhagavad Gita that one who surrenders unto the lotus feet of the Lord can get release from the clutches of nations. Krishna is just like the sun, and Maya, or material existence, is just like darkness. Whenever there is the light of the sun, darkness or ignorance at once vanishes. The best means to get out of the world of ignorance is suggested here. The Lord is addressed herein as the original personality of Godhead. From him, all other personalities of Godhead expand. The all-pervasive Lord Vishnu is Lord Krishna's plenary portion or expansion. The Lord expands himself in innumerable forms of Godhead and living beings along with his different energies. But Sri Krishna is the original and primeval Lord from whom everything emanates. The all-pervasive feature of the Lord experienced within the manifested world is also a partial representation of the Lord. Paramatma, therefore, is included within him. He is the absolute personality of Godhead. He has nothing to do with the actions and reactions of the material manifestation because he is far above the material creation. Darkness is a perverse representation of the sun. Therefore, the existence of darkness depends on the existence of the sun. But in the sun proper, there is no trace of darkness. As the sun is full of light only, similarly, the absolute personality of Godhead, beyond the material existence, is full of bliss. He is not only full of bliss, but also full of transcendental variegatedness. Transcendence is not at all static, but full of dynamic variegatedness. He is distinct from material nature, which is complicated by the three modes of material nature. He is Parama, or the chief. Therefore, he is absolute. He has manifold energies, and through his diverse energies, he creates, manifests, and maintains and destroys the material world. In his own abode, however, everything is eternal and absolute. The world is not conducted by the energies or powerful agents by themselves, but by the potent, all-powerful, with all energies.
Text 24. Sa eva jiva lokasya maya mohita chetasaha vidhatse swena viryena sreyo dharmadi lakshanam. And yet, though you are beyond the purview of the material energy, you execute the four principles of liberation characterized by religion, and so on, for the ultimate good of the conditioned souls.
Purport. The personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, descends on the manifested world without being influenced by the material modes of nature. He is eternally beyond the material manifestations. He descends out of his causeless mercy only to reclaim the fallen souls who are captivated by the illusory energy. They are attacked by the material energy, and they want to enjoy her under false pretexts, although in essence, the living entity is unable to enjoy. One is eternally the servitor of the Lord, and when he forgets this position, he thinks of enjoying the material world, but factually, he is in illusion. The Lord descends to eradicate this false sense of enjoyment and thus reclaim conditioned souls back to Godhead. That is the all-merciful nature of the Lord for the fallen souls.
Text 25. Tatayam chavataraste.
Tatayam chavataraste.
Bhuvo bhara vihirshaya.
Bhuvo bhara vihirshaya.
Bhuvo bhara jihirshaya.
Bhuvo bhara jihirshaya.
Svanam chananya bhavanam.
Svanam chananya.
Anudhyanaya chasakrit. Thus you descend as an incarnation to remove the burden of the world and to benefit your friends, especially those who are your exclusive devotees and are rapt in meditation upon you.
Purport. It appears that the Lord is partial to his devotees. Everyone is related with the Lord. He is equal to everyone, and yet he is more inclined to his own men and devotees. The Lord is everyone's father. No one can be his father, and yet no one can be his son. His devotees are his kinsmen, and his devotees are his relations. Thus, this is his transcendental pastime. It has nothing to do with mundane ideas of relations, fatherhood, or anything like that. As mentioned above, the Lord is above the modes of material nature, and thus there is nothing mundane about his kinsmen and relations in devotional service.
26. Kim idam swit kuto veti.
Kim idam swit kuto veti.
Deva deva navedmyaham.
Deva deva navedmyaham.
Sarvato mukham ayati.
Sarvato mukham ayati.
Tejak parama darunam.
Tejak parama darunam.
O Lord of Lords, how is it that this dangerous effulgence is spreading all around? Where does it come from? I do not understand it.
Purport. Anything that is presented before the personality of Godhead should be so done after due presentation of respectful prayers. That is the standard procedure, and Sri Arjuna, although an intimate friend of the Lord, is observing this method for general information.
Sri Bhagavan Vacha.
Sri Bhagavan Vacha.
Vete dham drona putrasya.
Vete dham drona putrasya.
Brahman astram. Pradarshitam,
Brahmanastram Pradarshitam,
Naivasau Veda Samharam,
Naivasau Veda Samharam,
Pranabhada Upastite,
Pranabhada Upastite.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "Know from me that this is the act of the son of Drona. He has thrown the hymns of nuclear energy, Brahmastra, and he does not know how to retract the glare. He has helplessly done this, being afraid of imminent death."
Purport. The Brahmastra is similar to the modern nuclear weapon manipulated by atomic energy. The atomic energy works wholly on total combustibility, and so the Brahmastra also acts. It creates an intolerable heat similar to atomic radiation, but the difference is that the atomic bomb is a gross type of nuclear weapon, whereas the Brahmastra is a subtle type of weapon produced by chanting hymns. It is a different science. And in the days gone by, such science was cultivated in the land of Bharatavarsha. The subtle science of chanting hymns is also material, but it has yet to be known by the modern material scientists. Subtle material science is not spiritual, but it has a direct relationship with the spiritual method, which is still subtler. A chanter of hymns knew how to apply the weapon as well as how to retract it. That was perfect knowledge. But the son of Dronacharya, who made use of this subtle science, did not know how to retract. He applied it, being afraid of his imminent death, and thus the practice was not only improper, but also irreligious. As the son of a brahmana, he should not have made so many mistakes, and for such gross negligence of duty, he was to be punished by the Lord himself.
28. Na hyasyan yatamam kinchit.
Na hyasyan yatamam kinchit.
Astram pratyavakarshanam.
Astram pratyavakarshanam.
Cha hyastra teja unadhan.
Cha hyastra teja unadhan.
Astragyo hyastra tejasa.
Astragyo hyastra tejasa.
O Arjuna, only another Brahmastra can counteract this weapon. Since you are expert in the military science, subdue this weapon's glare with the power of your own weapon.
Purport. For the atomic bombs, there is no counterweapon to neutralize the effects. But by subtle science, the action of a Brahmastra can be counteracted, and those who were expert in the military science in those days could counteract the Brahmastra. The son of Dronacharya did not know the art of counteracting the weapon, and therefore Arjuna was asked to counteract it by the power of his own weapon.
Sutuvacha Shrutva Bhagavata Proktam Palguna Paraviraha Strishva Pastam Parikramya Brahman Brahmastram Sandede. Suta Goswami said, hearing this from the personality of Godhead, Arjuna touched water for purification, and after circumambulating Lord Sri Krishna, he cast his Brahmastra weapon to counteract the other one. 30. Samhatyan yonyam ubayos Tejasi shara samrite Avritya rodasi kamcha Vavridhatirka vanivat. When the rays of the two Brahmastras combined, a great circle of fire, like the disk of the sun, covered all outer space and the whole firmament of planets.
Purport. The heat created by the flash of a Brahmastra resembles the fire exhibited in the sun globe at the time of cosmic annihilation. The radiation of atomic energy is very insignificant in comparison the heat produced by a Brahmastra. The atomic bomb explosion can at utmost blow up one globe, but the heat produced by the Brahmastra can destroy the whole cosmic situation. The comparison is therefore made to the heat at the time of annihilation.
Drishtvastra tejas tu tayos
Drishtvastra tejas tu tayos
Trilokan pradahan mahat Dhyamana
prajasarva
Sambartakam
amamsata.
All the population of the three worlds was scorched by the combined heat of the weapons. Everyone was reminded of the Samvartaka fire, which takes place at the time of annihilation.
Purport. The three worlds are the upper, lower, and intermediate planets of the universe. Although the Brahmastra was released on this earth, the heat produced by the combination of both weapons covered all the universe, and all the populations on all the different planets began to feel the heat excessively and compared it to that of the Samvartaka fire. No planet, therefore, is without living beings, as less intelligent materialistic men think.
Prajopadravam
alakshya
Lokavyati karam chatam
Matam cha
vasudevasya Sanjahara juno dvayam. Thus, seeing the disturbance of the general populace and the imminent destruction of the planets, Arjuna at once retracted both Brahmastra weapons as Lord Sri Krishna desired.
Purport. The theory that the modern atomic bomb explosions can annihilate the world is childish imagination. First of all, the atomic energy is not powerful enough to destroy the world. And secondly, ultimately it all rests on the supreme will of the Supreme Lord, because without his will or sanction, nothing can be built up or destroyed. It is foolish also to think that natural laws are ultimately powerful. Material nature's laws work under the direction of the Lord, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord says there that natural laws work under his supervision. The world can be destroyed only by the will of the Lord and not by the whims of tiny politicians. Lord Sri Krishna desired that the weapons released by both Droni and Arjuna be withdrawn, and it was carried out by Arjuna at once. Similarly, there are many agents of the all-powerful Lord. By his will only can one execute what he desires.
Tata asadya tarasa.
Tata asadya tarasa.
Dharanam gautami sutam.
Dharanam gautami sutam.
Babandha marsha tam raksha.
Babandha marsha tam raksha.
Pashum rashanaya yata. Arjuna, his eyes blazing in anger like two red balls of copper, dexterously arrested the son of Gotami and bound him with ropes like an animal.
Purport. Ashwatthama's mother, Kripi, was born in the family of Gotama. The significant point in this shloka is that Ashwatthama was caught and bound up with ropes like an animal. According to Sridhar Swami, Arjuna was obliged to catch this son of a brahmana like an animal as part of his duty, dharma. This suggestion by Sridhar Swami is also confirmed in the later statement of Sri Krishna. Ashwatthama was a bona fide son of Dronacharya and Kripi, but because he had degraded himself to a lower status of life, it was proper to treat him as an animal and not as a brahmana.
Shibriyaya ninasantam.
Shibriyaya ninasantam.
Rajva bhadva ripumbalat. Praharjunam prakupito.
Praharjunam prakupito.
Bhagavan ambujekshanaha.
Bhagavan ambujekshanaha.
After binding Ashwatthama, Arjuna wanted to take him to the military camp. The personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, looking on with his lotus eyes, spoke to angry Arjuna.
Purport. Both Arjuna and Lord Sri Krishna are described here in an angry mood, but Arjuna's eyes were like balls of red copper, whereas the eyes of the Lord were like lotuses. This means that the angry mood of Arjuna and that of the Lord are not on the same level. The Lord is transcendence, and thus he is absolute in any stage. His anger is not like the anger of a conditioned living being within the modes of qualitative material nature. Because he is absolute, both his anger and pleasure are the same. His anger is not exhibited in the three modes of material nature. It is only a sign of his bent of mind towards the cause of his devotee, because that is his transcendental nature. Therefore, even if he is angry, the object of anger is blessed. He is unchanged in all circumstances.
Mainam parhar hasi tratum.
Mainam parhar hasi tratum.
Brahmabandhum imam jahi.
Brahmabandhum imam jahi.
Yosavana kasasuptan.
Yosavana kasasuptan.
Avadhin nishibhalakan.
Avadhin nishibhalakan.
Lord Sri Krishna said, O Arjuna, you should not show mercy by releasing this relative of a Brahmin, Brahmabandhu, for he has killed innocent boys in their sleep.
Purport. The word Brahmabandhu is significant. A person who happens to take birth in the family of a Brahmana, but is not qualified to be called a Brahmana, is addressed as the relative of a Brahmana, and not as a Brahmana. The son of a high court judge is not virtually a high court judge, but there is no harm in addressing a high court judge's son as a relative of the Honorable Justice. Therefore, as by birth only one does not become a high court judge, so also one does not become a brahmana simply by birthright, but by acquiring the necessary qualifications of a brahmana. As the high court judgeship is a post for the qualified man, so also the post of a brahmana is attainable by qualification only. The Shastra enjoins that even if good qualifications are seen in a person born in a family other than that of a brahmana, the qualified man has to be accepted as a brahmana, and similarly, if a person born in the family of a brahmana is void of brahminical qualification, then he must be treated as a non-brahmana or, in better terms, a relative of a brahmana. Lord Sri Krishna, the supreme authority of all religious principles, the Vedas, has personally pointed out these differences, and he is about to explain reason for this in the following shlokas.
Matam paramatam uttamam.
Matam paramatam uttamam.
Suptam balam striyam jadam.
Suptam balam striyam jadam.
Prapanam viratam bhitam.
Prapanam viratam bhitam.
Naru
Naripam hanti dharmavit.
Naripam hanti dharmavit.
A person who knows the principles of religion does not kill an enemy who is careless, intoxicated, insane, asleep, afraid, or devoid of his chariot, nor does he kill a boy, a woman, a foolish creature, or a surrendered soul.
Purport. An enemy who does not resist is never killed by a warrior who knows the principles of religion. Formerly, battles were fought on the principles of religion and not for the sake of sense gratification. If the enemy happened to be intoxicated, asleep, etc., as above mentioned, he was never to be killed. These are some of the codes of religious war. Formerly, war was never declared by the whims of selfish political leaders. It was carried out on principles free from all vices. Violence carried out on religious principles is far superior to so-called non-violence.
Sopranam dhyapara pranai.
Sopranam dhyapara pranai.
Prapushnat yagrina kala. Tadvadastasya hi shreyo.
Tadvadastasya hi shreyo.
Yad doshad yat yada puman.
Yad doshad yat yada puman.
A cruel and wretched person who maintains his existence at the cost of others' lives deserves to be killed for his own well-being. Otherwise, he will go down by his own actions.
Purport. A life for a life is just punishment for a person who cruelly and shamelessly lives at the cost of another's life. Political morality is to punish a person by a death sentence in order to save a cruel person from going to hell. That a murderer is condemned to a death sentence by the state is good for the culprit, because in his next life he will not have to suffer for his act of murder. Such a death sentence for the murderer is the lowest possible punishment offered to him, and it is said in the Smriti Shastras that men who are punished by the king on the principle of a life for a life are purified of all their sins, so much so that they may be eligible for being promoted to the planets of heaven. According to Manu, the great author of civic codes and religious principles, even the killer of an animal is to be considered a murderer, because animal food is never meant for the civilized man, whose prime duty is to prepare himself for going back to Godhead. He says that in the act of killing an animal, there is a regular conspiracy by the party of sinners, and all of them are liable to be punished as murderers, exactly like a party of conspirators who kill a human being combinedly. He who gives permission, he who kills the animal, he who sells the slaughtered animal, he who cooks the animal, he who administers distribution of the foodstuff, and at last he who eats such cooked animal food are all murderers, and all of them are liable to be punished by the laws of nature. No one can create a living being despite all advancement of material science, and therefore, no one has the right to kill a living being by one's independent whims. For the animal eaters, the scriptures have sanctioned restricted animal sacrifices only, and such sanctions are there just to restrict the opening of slaughterhouses and not to encourage animal killing. The procedure under which animal sacrifice is allowed in the scriptures is good for both the animal sacrificed and the animal eaters. It is good for the animal in the sense that the sacrificed animal is at once promoted to the human form of life after being sacrificed at the altar, and the animal eater is saved from grosser types of sins, eating meats supplied by organized slaughterhouses, which are ghastly places for breeding all kinds of material afflictions to society, country, and the people in general. The material world is itself a place always full of anxieties, and by encouraging animal slaughter, the whole atmosphere becomes polluted more and more by war, pestilence, famine, and many other unwanted calamities.
Pratishrutam cha bhavata.
Pratishrutam cha bhavata.
Panchalyai shrinvato mama.
Panchalyai shrinvato mama.
Aharishye shirastasya.
Aharishye shirastasya.
Yaste manina putraha.
Yaste manina putraha.
Furthermore, I have personally heard you promised Draupadi that you would bring forth the head of the killer of her sons.
Furthermore.
Okay. Tad asya vadyatam papa.
Tad asya vadyatam papa.
Atata yatma panduha.
Atata yatma panduha.
Bartuscha vipriyam vira.
Bartuscha vipriyam vira.
Kritavan kula
Pamshanaha. This man is an assassin and murderer of your own family members. Not only that, he has also dissatisfied his master. He is but the burnt remnants of his family. Kill him immediately.
Purport. The son of Dronacharya is condemned here as the burnt remnants of his family. The good name of Dronacharya was very much respected. Although he joined the enemy camp, the Pandavas held him always in respect, and Arjuna saluted him before beginning the fight. There was nothing wrong in that way, but the son of Dronacharya degraded himself by committing acts which are never done by the Dvijas or the twice-born higher castes. Ashwatthama, the son of Dronacharya, committed murder by killing the five sons of Draupadi, by which he dissatisfied his master Duryodhana, who never approved of the heinous act of killing the five sleeping sons of the Pandavas. This means that Ashwatthama became an assaulter of Arjuna's own family members, and thus he was liable to be punished by him. In the Shastras, he who attacks without notice or kills from behind or sets fire to another's house or kidnaps one's wife is condemned to death. Krishna reminded Arjuna of these facts so that he might take notice of them and do the needful.
Sutuvacha
evam
parikshita
dharmam
partha krishnena choditaha
naichadantum guru sutam
yad yapyat mahanam mahan. Suta Goswami said, although Krishna, who was examining Arjuna in religion, encouraged Arjuna to kill the son of Dronacharya, Arjuna, the great soul, did not like the idea of killing him, although Ashwatthama was a heinous murderer of Arjuna's family members.
Purport. Arjuna was a great soul undoubtedly, which is proved here also. He is encouraged herein personally by the Lord to kill the son of Drona, but Arjuna considers that the son of his great teacher should be spared, for he happens to be the son of Dronacharya, even though he is an unworthy son, having done all sorts of heinous acts whimsically for no one's benefit. Lord Sri Krishna encouraged Arjuna outwardly just to test Arjuna's sense of duty. It is not that Arjuna was incomplete in the sense of his duty, nor was Lord Sri Krishna unaware of Arjuna's sense of duty, but Lord Sri Krishna put to test many of his pure devotees just to magnify the sense of duty. The gopis were put to such tests as well. Prahlad Maharaj also was put to such a test. All the pure devotees come out successful in the respective tests by the Lord.
Ato petya swa shibiram.
Ato petya swa shibiram.
Govinda priya saratihi.
Govinda priya saratihi.
Nyavedayat tam priyayai.
Nyavedayat tam priyayai.
Shochantya atmajanhatan. After reaching his own camp, Arjuna, along with his dear friend and charioteer, Sri Krishna, entrusted the murderer unto his dear wife, who was lamenting for her murdered sons.
Purport. The transcendental relation of Arjuna with Krishna is of the dearmost friendship. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord himself has claimed Arjuna as his dearmost friend. Every living being is thus related with the Supreme Lord by some sort of affectionate relation, either as a servant, or as friend, or as parent, or as an object of conjugal love. Everyone thus can enjoy the company of the Lord in the spiritual realm if he at all desires and sincerely tries for it by the process of bhakti yoga.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Parakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Nam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakambitamscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve
Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine Namaum Vishnu Bharaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Varshabana Videvi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambhujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhomestvam Nirdesa Sajjana Priyaha Vaishnava Sava Bhoma Sri Jagannathayate Namaha Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Om Mahavananyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvise Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama Manda Matergati Matsarvasva Padambojo Radha Manana Mohano Divya Vrindaranya Kalpadrumada Srimad Ratna Ghara Singhasanasto Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prishtavi Bhiseva Manu Smarami Srimad Rasarasarambi Vamshivata Tatastitaha Karshan Denu Swaner Gopir Gopinata Sriye Sunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindai Tosi Devai Priyai Keshavasyacha Vishnu Bhakti Pradi Devi Satchavachai Namo Namaha Sri Nisringa Jai Jai Nanasringa Prala Desha Jaya Padma Bhuka Padma Bringa Yada Yada Hidharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhyutanam Adharmasya Taratmanam Srijanyaham Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chaduskritam Dharma Samstapanartaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mami Vaishyasi Yukvaivam Atmanam Matparayanaha Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Braja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshaisha Nimasuchaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
These are the description that the Lord's eyes have been described here as a lotus eyes. And remembering Krishna is the ultimate goal of life, and not just at times of danger. As the tendency is in conditioned state, that when there's danger, then I become, I declare myself dependent. That, oh Lord, okay, if you get me out of this one, I'll be good from now on. And then as soon as the danger is gone and the material intoxication, because material life is an intoxicated state, actually, for the soul, he's mesmerized. This word mesmerized, it means to be, you know, it's like sometimes you see a moth, you know, gets mesmerized by fire or something like that, and it's flying around and around. It sees the flame and thinks it's just fully entranced by it and can't give it up, even though flying into it is very dangerous for the moth. So we're mesmerized by the material energy. And therefore, we're in a sort of intoxicated state. And only in times of danger, practically, do we awaken to this fact that we're dependent on the Lord, because we realize at any time whatever facility we have for so-called enjoyment through the senses in this body can be taken away. And when that comes, then we tend to declare our dependence and ask for the Lord's help. As been said in this class several times, there are no atheists in foxholes. You know, at the point when the greatest danger comes and one's surrounded and you have to give up. As it's like this surrender process is not for, like, you know, when the guy robs the bank and then he's running away and they're chasing him and there's a high-speed chase and then he's down the freeway and over the embankment and then gets out of his car and runs and runs and runs and finally, you know, they finally catch him and he gets on the ground and puts his hands out. Not like that, but voluntarily. One should surrender because this is the process. So how to surrender to Krishna is the actual goal. And to know why Krishna came to this material world and why he comes here, this also is the process by which one can become liberated. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvata tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mam eti sojuna. One time, Prabhupada asked a group of devotees why it was that Krishna came to the material world, and some said that he came to kill demons, and others said that he came, you know, for his pastimes. And then one devotee raised his hand and said, Prabhupada, he comes to please his devotees. And that's been said here in this purport. And Prabhupada said, yes, you know the purpose why Krishna came here. And he said, therefore you are liberated, because you know the purpose why Krishna came to this material world. So studying the Krishna conscious science and the pastimes of Krishna, it can also become mesmerizing. Tannama rupa charitari sukirtananu smrityo kramena rasana manasi niyoja tishtan vraje tananuragi jananugami kalam nayet akilam ityupadesha saram. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says that one should spend one's full time, 24 hours a day, in hearing about the name, fame, form, pastimes of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya gave special emphasis on hearing the name of the Lord. He says, Shri Radhika Madhava Yora Para Madhurya Lila Guna Rupa Nam Nam Guna Rupa Nam Nam. If you get the name, then within the name, Lord Chaitanya said, the Guna and the Rupa and the Lila, everything else is there. And it's like nowadays, just like if you get somebody's social security number, you can track them down and assume their identity practically. You got to be very careful. You know, the name goes out and electronically it's all over the place. But that's the thing you ask, did you get the name? Did you get their name? Good, we'll track them down. And we'll find out everything about them. We'll find out where they live. We'll find out what they eat. They do that nowadays. Google keeps a track of every search you make and they make a profile. It's kept forever in your records. And now even the government can look it up. If they're prosecuting a case, they can go in your file and see, you know, what kind of searches did this person go? Oh, they were searching for rope and duct tape 2 weeks before the murder. In any case, the fact of the matter is, when we have Krishna's name, then we can access Krishna. Goloka namni nijadamni talita tasya. Even though he's in Goloka, in this highest place, that by by the chanting of the name and by taking shelter of the name, then we could actually access and understand and come to know Krishna. He'll reveal himself. Atapite deva padam bujai dvaya prasada leshanu grihita eva hi janati tatvam bhagavanna himno nachanyam ekam picharam nachinvan. Even if someone studies very hard or endeavors in meditation or is expert in following the rules and regulations of the Varnashram system, one can't know Krishna and can't even come close to understanding what is Krishna. But atapite deva padam bhujatvaya. Lord Brahma said this after he was soundly defeated by Krishna. He tried to steal his calves and boys, and then Krishna exhibited his great power and remanifested the boys and calves. And then when Brahma later discovered that they were actually Vishnu expansions, and he saw that the whole universe was circumambulating the Lord, and that everything was emanating from him, he fell down at his lotus feet with his helmets. All his helmets, you know, touched the ground before the Lord. And so we need this leshanu grihita evahiv, it's prashada lesha, which means just a trace, even a trace of the mercy of the Lord. By that alone, then one can realize Krishna. And so we get that by following the footsteps of pure devotees and taking shelter of the association of devotees specifically. And when Prabhupada came here to America, he gave his association to many, many people and elevated them just by his association, practically. Even there was a Rath Yatra ceremony, a Rath Yatra festival in San Francisco back in 1970. And the devotees, just on the order of Srila Prabhupada, not knowing exactly what Rath Yatra was, put together a Rath Yatra cart. In fact, Vanamali's uncle was the one who designed it. This is Vanamali, for those of you who don't know. Her uncle is the one who designed that Rath Yatra cart and built it. Her father was also there at the time. And other devotees, Shyamasundar Prabhu, who visited here previously, they were all, you know, her uncle, Narayan Prabhu, was the mastermind behind the whole thing, putting the whole thing together. And yeah, the crank was a story that, you know, previous Rath Yatras, they had come to these tunnels along the route and they couldn't put the top down. So it created a huge problem, and I think they had to, you know, take the top down permanently and things. So they needed to crank it down. So in Los Angeles, Prabhupada kept asking, you know, how are they going to solve this problem? And Tamal Krishna Maharaj was there with Prabhupada at the time and said, "Don't worry, Narayan's got it all figured out." Mm-hmm. And Prabhupada said, "Are you sure?" And he kept saying, "Yes, Prabhupada, Narayan can do anything." And he's like, because he's a genius and this and that. And he kept, Prabhupada kept asking. So finally, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he called up to ask. And he asked Narayan, "Have you figured it out?" And he said, "Well, no, we haven't." And so Prabhupada said, from then on, no one should assume any position by themselves. They should always do by committee, so that there's checks and balances. And that's how we should conduct our business. You know, we shouldn't assume that one person's got it all figured out. Oh, yeah, they have the book table. And then you show up, and it's not there. But in any case, when they built that Rath Yatra cart, then finally he figured out. It was a process. He kept thinking about it and experimenting, and finally Krishna gave the intelligence, this telescoping top to the Rath Yatra cart. And when it would come to the bridges or the low wires, then they could just crank it down. And all the police and everyone who had seen the year before were all standing there, and they didn't know what was going to happen. They were going, "Oh, here it goes again. The whole thing's going to stop." And then the thing cranked down. They went, "What?" So they got all the way down to what used to be called, there was a huge concert hall down on now Ocean Beach. And there was a concert hall there that all the hippies used to go to hear all the bands of the day, the Jefferson Airplane and Moby Grape and the Grateful Dead. It was called the Family Dog. And that's where thousands of young people would go and take LSD and listen to music and all this kind of stuff. So now about 10,000 hippies came and followed the Rath Yatra cart, and they met down there, and they came to the Family Dog. And everyone came. It's described how when the Goswamis were preaching, they were appreciated by the gentle and by the ruffians. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada, by his potency, he came and the gentle and the ruffians, both they followed Prabhupada and were mesmerized by him because he was a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this world. So when he came to the family dog, even the Hell's Angels came. You know the Hell's Angels? It's a motorcycle group, and they pride themselves on riding big motorcycles that make huge loud noises, and of being ruffians and gangsters and dealing drugs, and they wear an emblem on the back of their jacket that says Hell's Angels, and they beat people up, and you know they're real toughs. So anyway, the Hell's Angels, they followed the Ratha Yatra too, and they came there to the family dog. And then when Prabhupada got there, everyone was waiting for Prabhupada, and as soon as Prabhupada walked in the family dog, everyone bowed down, because all the devotees bowed down, so all the other hippies bowed down, and then the Hell's Angels bowed down too, because they just got caught up in the whole thing. And when they bowed down, someone was describing actually how they were wearing all these, you know, clubs and chains and everything that they carry around. Those hit the ground also. And it sounded like the helmets of Lord Brahma as he was bowing down before Krishna as well. So this is the process for going back to Godhead is by mercy. Atapi te deva padam bhuja dvaya. By the two lotus feet of the Lord, if you get lesha anugrihita, prashada lesha, means, lesha means just a trace, a whiff of this mercy, then you can become, you can know everything about Krishna. He can reveal himself. And so the process of doing that is to please the devotees of the Lord. And specifically, we come into the association of devotees of the Lord who are coming through the authorized disciplic succession, who are following the great acharyas, Mahajano Yena Gatasa Panta. And in that association, we can hear and serve. And by that, we will get that lesha, a prashada lesha, that mercy, because devotees are very much disposed on giving out mercy. That's their main object in life. And so Krishna comes here to please the devotees, and the devotees are interested in distributing Krishna. And by hearing and chanting in the association of devotees, then we'll very soon be fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. Tannama rupa charitari sukirtananu smrityo kramena rasana manasini yoja tishtan vraje tananuragi jananugani kalam nayed akilam ityupadesha saram. That's a gradual progression will be there. We'll make advancement and we'll find ourselves fully dependent on the Lord at every second, which is the ideal situation in life. It's actually true anyway. This idea of independence or the idea that we have some other shelter besides Krishna is just illusion. When you take it away in times of danger, you can see, oh yes, there's nothing else. There was nothing actually holding me up. My bank balance wasn't actually holding me. And the mind thinks, so my bank balance is there, that will save me. Or my family's there, they'll save me. Or something's there to save me. But nothing's there to save you but Krishna. So to take full shelter of Krishna and surrender is the sum and substance of the message of the Bhagavatam, and we can do that at the lotus feet of the devotees of the Lord, Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? We covered a lot of territory today, but this pastime is nice to be heard more in larger chunks, I thought, so we did that. Everyone's ready for 2007? It's a good idea at the end of the year to take stock of what you've done in 2007, because or 2006. Write down your accomplishments, the things, especially you've made gains in your devotional practice, and things that you've done. You know, you've started a preaching program, your smart box program, you've increased your rounds, whatever you've done. You know, take stock of it near the end of the year. It's a good demarcation time to look and see what you've done. It's very encouraging. Things move so fast in this day and age that it's easy to make some big accomplishment and then just move on to the next one. And then after a while, you forget what you've done. But we need to be encouraged by what we've done. Started a tape ministry. You've started the ISV media. So much has gone into that. You know, write all those things down, take stock of what you've done, and then make goals for the new year and look ahead. So look where we've made advances in our last year, and now look ahead to see what we can do in the next year, because making goals. You'll notice if you look in Prabhupada's little cabinet in Vrindavan, he has a little tablet there, a little book, and you can see written down his goals. He's always thinking ahead how to expand Krishna consciousness. I saw him that one of those things was to meet Indira Gandhi or something like that. He had all these things. Prabhupada was always thinking ahead. So to think big, but at the same time make incremental goals, you know, for the new year. It's a good thing to do at the end of this year. Does anybody here do that? You write down your goals? New Year's resolutions? Huh?
I will now.
Anybody do that practice? You've heard of New Year's resolutions, right? A lot of people write down resolutions. Oh, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to do this. I'm going to quit smoking. You know, do these types of things. But we should do those, and for our devotional practice. Think of exciting things that you can do, little things. Think of ways in which that you can, you know, increase your service or increase your usefulness to others, how you can work on yourself more. Even if you do a little bit at a time, inch by inch, it's a cinch. Just a little advancement in incremental ways every day, it's very powerful. Do you do that, Ananda? Write down your goals? Anybody? Mataji does it, yeah.
I do, but every time I review them, I haven't gotten to a lot of them.
One thing I've started writing down as my top goal every year is to keep my goals visible. Because one of the things that you can do is you can write down everything, which is good, but then at the end of the year, you'll pull it out again and go, oh, yeah, right. I was going to do a lot of stuff. But it's very helpful if you write these things down and then put them in a place. Like one thing I do is I make a copy of my goals, and then I put them in a plastic sheet, you know, like one of these plastic sheets, and then I keep it with me. And it's like the first thing I do in the morning before I start my job and everything, I just run down a couple sheets of what my idea and goals are, and it keeps it fresh in your mind. Because where attention goes, energy flows. You know, and if our attention is just on to the next emergency all the time, then what you get is one emergency after another. But if you specifically design your life so you think of what's my next goal, how am I going to improve my devotional service this year? How am I going to increase my preaching? How am I going to, you know, stay healthier this year? You know, all these things are important to live a, you know, an exciting, complete life. So get a notebook, I recommend, on your way home today. Stop and pick yourself up a little book. You don't have to get a whole book, but it's nice to have a book. You can get a, you know, a tablet at Office Depot for $2 or something like that. And then start your goal book and write down your 2007 2007 goals, and you think of any category you want, anything you want. You can write it down and start thinking of these things. Do you keep some goals, Malati, written on somewhere? Yeah. Anything. You have some goals written? Okay, Malini's writing her goals down. So everyone, you should take a little time, you know, to reflect. First of all, like I said, think about all the good things you've done. Like, let's name a few things just now. I'll show you how nice this is. Let's name a few things that we've done in 2006 that were advancement for our team, for our group here at ISV. Think of what have we done? What advances have we made in 2006? Malini's smiling. What was that?
1,000 Bhagavad Gita.
We did that. We reached that goal. We'd never done that before, right? 1,000 Bhagavad Gitas and 1,000 other books in one weekend. That was big.
We distributed
1,000
books without
you. 1,000. Okay. Malini, what do you have? What's that? We made new devotees?
Yeah.
Who was our new devotees? Haribo! That was a grand slam there.
Ramaswamy.
Haribo! Hare Krishna Prashad. And many new devotees came.
I think we have set some examples in
other states, book distribution marathon and Sankirtan.
Yeah, by the system. Like Tushita, when he came here, he said he really liked the system, and also some other temples have taken it up, like Houston. Our very own Adi Guru Prabhu has gone off and started a program in Houston, similar. Nice. What else?
Smart boxes.
The smart boxes, which is will definitely create a revolution in the book distribution. How many smart boxes do we have out now? 15 smart boxes out. That was a huge thing. It took a lot of work and concentrated energy to get that all going, right? Anything else? 60 people, we reached the 60-person mark. 60 people out on Sankirtan in one weekend. We started chanting the Namashtakam. We added that on.
And all these Bhagavatam verses?
All the Bhagavatam verses are new. That we started in 2006, and that's just become like a regular part of our program.
When did we start the Hari Nams in Palo Alto? Was that in 05 or 06?
I think it was 05, right? 05. April
05. ISV Media.
A whole brand new program that Milan Doshi, Ramaswamy, Bhakti George collaborated on, but it was Milan's idea from the beginning, and he thought it up. They put thousands of dollars into equipment. They've spent hundreds, if not thousands, of hours tweaking the equipment and, you know, figuring out the whole program of how to, you know, get the whole thing going, and it's a huge advance. Just in 1 year, we've done that. What else? Yes.
Since Akula Kuru again brought back about, we did a lot of Bhagavatam verses today, and I was just wondering that Krishna initially said you should get his head, Ashwatthamas, but eventually, of course, his head was not taken. Whereas because at the Bhagavad Gita we see that all the Dronacharya and everyone else, Arjuna didn't want to kill them in the first place also, but because of Krishna's injunction he did. So what is the difference? Is it because this would be more like a personal vendetta because he had killed them?
The difference was that Draupadi asked that he not be killed, and that Krishna said that he should be killed, and he had to satisfy both of them. He can't not satisfy his wife, and he can't not satisfy Krishna either. And so he had to decide how to do both. And this is a very important pastime, and I'm glad you brought it up, because when we're doing our service, we have to think in subtle ways. In other words, first class service means to figure out, because we're serving our guru, right? And we're serving the devotees. So the way that we do the service is very important. First class service means to be very observant and to figure out what kind of service our guru wants, and then do it before the guru asks. That's first class. Second class is the guru asks and then you do it. And third class is the guru asks and then you fail and you don't do it. So in this circumstance, Krishna had asked that, he said, well, you have to kill him. You said you were, and that's the, according to Dharma Shastra, you should kill him. And Draupadi said, no, I changed my mind. I don't want him killed, because even though he's not qualified, still he's the son of Dronacharya. And she had some sentiment, natural sentiment as a woman, that he shouldn't be killed. So then Arjuna understood, and then Krishna said, okay, Arjuna, you have to figure it out now. Both sides are there. It's up to you. And he tested him. So in a split second, Arjuna figured it out, what Krishna wanted, to do both. Because killing Ashwatthama by cutting off his hair and the jewel in his hair was actually, in one sense, it was worse than killing him. And in another sense, he saved his life. So he did both to balance it out. So we sometimes will have to make these kinds of decisions. Because sometimes somebody says one thing and somebody says another thing, and then you have to figure out, what do I do now? And you have to cut down the middle and figure out how to satisfy both people, but attain the objective. Yes?
How come that Duryodhana did not approve the action of Arjuna killing? Even the wicked mind has some kind of good...
Apparently, effect. Yeah.
See, because in the past, he tried to kill the Pandavas in Lakshagriha and so many different ways.
Yes.
But when he... one is happening like this, how his mind worked against approving the end of
that? It's a good point. I've thought about it myself, and there's nothing specifically mentioned here. Prabhupada doesn't mention. Maybe somebody else knows from more detailed study of the Mahabharata, but apparently, as you say, he had some kind of appreciation. Do you know, Srivas Pandit, that why Duryodhan, even though he was at the very beginning wanted to kill the Pandavas by burning them and poisoning them and everything like that, at the end he was dissatisfied with Ashwatthama for killing the five sleeping sons of the Pandavas? Okay. We'll look into the subtleties of that. So anyway, we've made great advances in the last year. Think about it and think what you've done in your personal life and your practice. And every little bit of... Yes?
Another achievement for us was like, whatever goals we have set for every Sankirtan festival,
undefeated.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's big. That is big. Because there were some pretty scary goals there for a while. And every time it seemed like, you know, we pushed past the what we thought we could do, and once we did, then it opened up new avenues, and it opened up, you know, new possibilities. Didn't it seem like that? Like we could do more?
We had a new place with whatever limited resources, very difficult to manage a temple, financial constraints. We had a new extension.
That's that place, the middle place we got in 2006, didn't we? Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Is that what you mean? Yeah. And now it's, that's another big thing. It's being fixed up now. I don't know if anybody's seen it, but it's being fully finished in there so that the kids can have a multimedia million-dollar center for, you know, learning and advancement and so on. And also the seeds of our new school advancement and education for kids has a... The seeds are there, and that's how everything goes. Even our Sankirtan party, for a long time, it started as seeds. You know, we're like, we want to do it, and getting the whole train going in the right direction, it takes a while. It takes a lot of meetings, talking, you know, but the seeds, once they're there, and you keep watering them, something, some kind of water, then gradually it'll grow up, right? We're talking about going, reviewing the year and thinking of all the progress that we've made, different ways. Finally got a sign. That's big too, a neon sign. You can't miss that. Hare Krishna Temple. That was big.
We did that Rangani Ketan concert.
Yes, the Rangani Ketan concert was a big success. It was very nice. We raised quite a bit of Lakshmi for our new temple fund, sitting there waiting, and we're growing it until we can, within striking distance of actually buying a place that we can put a lot of sweat equity into and really develop and have pride of ownership for their lordships. That was progress.
That should be a goal of the next year. We have to move out of here in 2008, probably.
Yeah.
So.
And hopefully not sooner.
And hopefully not sooner. Yeah, right. We started in 05, in January of 05, so we had a 2-year lease with a 1-year extension.
Yeah.
So we're going to exercise the extension, and then that'll be it. They could let us have a new lease. But we have to get a use permit from the city, was he was referring to, if not sooner. Now we have to get a use permit from the city.
They came by and saw the sign, right?
No, it wasn't the
Hare
sign.
Hare Krishna Temple.
I think they were inspecting the Premier Express next door, and they found a lot of, you know, there was like that awning that they built goes across the property line, and it was done without permits and
I
stuff.
I see.
But then they also said, you know, hey, what about this? Oh, you know, that's okay. They can use it as a religious place, but they have to go through the
use permits.
We have to be careful how we do that.
Well, you're doing it, right?
I'm doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, gotta do it right.
So please write your goals down, because it's not really a goal until you write it down. But make some. Sit down for a while. Take a long walk. Talk to your spouse. Talk to your friends. You know, and think about, you know, what ways you can make advancement. Make some vows of how you speak in the next year. There's austerities of speech. How are you going to talk? make a vow that you'll speak things that are generous speech towards others and glorify devotees, and that as soon as you start to vilify a devotee, that you'll change it midstream and you'll start going, yeah, but he has nice kids, you know. He loves Prashanam. And yeah, these are things that you can actually make life exciting. How are you going to speak? And how are you going to chant your japa? Do you have some goal for how you're going to increase the quality of your japa? That you'll actually meditate on the holy name when you're chanting. That you'll hear the name. You know, say at least one round a day with full concentration. And then that might lead to something else. Even tiny little things like that. I've always wanted to chant my one chapter of Bhagavad Gita a day. 2007. You've got the chance to go undefeated the whole year. The whole year of 2007, you can say, okay, I'm not going to miss a day on a Bhagavatam or one shloka or something like that. Or keep it, you know, simple. But every little, what's some other goals you can make? Yes. Which books are you going to read? You can take advantage of Sri Vaspanat Prabhu's unique system, be a sage page by page, and figure out how many pages of the Nectar Devotion you have to read this year to read the whole thing. Probably only two pages, one page a day to finish the whole Nectar Devotion in a year. That's a good goal to make. Which books you're going to read? Yes. Join the Vaishnava Academy of Kirtan. And that's one other thing we did this year. And to learn how to play Madunga, learn how to play harmonium, kartals, and then start learning how to sing kirtan and so on and so forth. That's a good goal.
This year I went on a pilgrimage to Mayapur for the festival, and it could be a goal to go to the Holy Dham.
Yes. Make a goal and start putting away your... We have...
Bhaktivinoda Thakur was saying, I'm going to go to all the places where my Lord Gaurasundar is gone and stuff like that.
Start your IRF now, India Relief Fund. A little envelope, you can put away a little something so you can go away for your pilgrimage in Kartik or whatever time you want to go to the Holy Dham. Yeah.
Number of smart boxes.
Yeah, definitely. And we should think for our Harinam party, new places, how to increase the party.
Oh, I was just thinking that we could, this may be offline, but we can split the party.
That's a great idea. I have a list of some suggested new places where we can do Harinams, and we're looking into that, and I thought about that also, maybe split the party, and put kirtan leaders on one side and the other side, get new speakers, and, you know, have two parties going out, and maybe have a goal to have 3-4 parties going out at the same time. Good ideas. Yes? Yes, Farsi books. How many Farsi books we'll do in 2007? How many Chinese books? So on and so forth.
Another book would be to expand the languages in which we can
see. Definitely. We've learned a little Chinese. I think we made inroads. That was another thing. We made inroads into learning how to distribute in Chinese, although I feel like we only dipped our toe there, and a little bit in Farsi, but we can revisit that and make our language program or foreign language program more robust and comprehensive so that everyone can learn and learn some new languages.
We can memorize verses.
Memorize verses for sure.
Goals to even memorize chapters.
Make a goal to memorize a chapter. Malini Srivats are closing in on the Queen Kunti verses. And, pick some chapters that are dear to your heart that attract you and, you know, make a goal. That'll become your chapter this year. Anyway, there's unlimited things of life, as Prabhupada was saying in the first purport that we read today about how the Lord's energies are variegated. And in devotional service, all our activities are exciting and variegated in His service. So there are many, millions, unlimited things that you can do in His service. So use this time of year to reflect and then to think forward how you're going to increase and write it down. You have to write it down. So everyone next week, come with your notebook. And if you have some exciting goals, they're all exciting, to write down some things, even if they're small, big, for your own personal practice, and then brainstorm some things of how we're going to increase overall. But make sure you have your little book to get your goal book today. That's homework. Stop at Office Depot or wherever you like your favorite. There's a under a dollar store down here. I'm sure they have notebooks. You can get a notebook for under a dollar. And then keep that as your goal book and write down your 2007 goals for this year. Jot them down, get them in paper. And then it's going from subtle to gross. Because subtle, it's here, and then gross, you wrote it on the paper. And from there, you'll see it will manifest more and more. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. We'll just have a short kirtan and then prasadam. Can someone grab the Kali Kukur, please?